Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For many years, problem skin, was viewed as part and parcel of the teenage experience. But thankfully, things have changed and there are more treatments available than ever before. Here to tell us more is Clare-based GP, Dr. Maura Finn. Hello, Maura.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. And we're inviting people to get in touch this morning with questions to WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Now, of course, appearance and confidence, they're really strongly linked to emotional well-being in the teenage years when you might be feeling a bit vulnerable about all of that. So is skincare really important during those years?
It is. And appearance and confidence are important to us at all stages. Unfortunately, we know we should be know that what's inside is more important, but we care about how we look. And you know, so it is always important. But in the teenage years, you're much more vulnerable to maybe being a little bit more over the top about it and being a bit concerned. And what happens is there's an awful lot of stuff on social media at the moment. We have younger girls, even before their teenage years,
tell you.
Yeah, they're buying all sorts of really strong products and, you know, it's become a thing. And one of the most important messages that I could give today is that whatever you use, use gentle skincare, gentle cleansers, avoid aggressive scrubs, even though that feeling of using a scrub and you think you've taken off the top layer of your skin, that is actually only going to aggravate it and cause more inflammation. And those microbeads are not good either. And use skincare that is oil-free and doesn't promote comedones, you know, so it doesn't promote the blackheads and the little whiteheads.
Yeah.
So it's important to kind of use the right stuff,
Listen,
but not too much of it.
Can we talk about what's going on with teenage skin? I mean, you mentioned the whiteheads and the blackheads. What's happening there with the skin?
So what actually happens is that the hair follicles on our skin become clogged with oil and dead skin cells. And that's inevitable. But then you add to that the hormonal changes that happen around teenage years and the skin becomes more inflamed and then bacteria can get impose an infection on these little clogged pores. And that's when you get the pustules and when you get the really sore spot that, you know, you're maybe dying to squeeze, but you shouldn't. And, you know, you can have very, very different phases for people. Some people have very mild acne with just some blackheads, very often just around the nose or the forehead or the chin. But others have really dreadful acne that causes scarring with these deep nodules or pustules that are really, really sore. And then there is the kind of obvious, the emotional, psychological effect of that as well. So it's really important to kind of know that there's things to do. And the first line is over-the-counter products, but not these strong retinoids and really strong products that are reserved for people who have main problems. We usually start with something like a benzoyl peroxide, and that can be bought over the counter, but it does dry your skin out. That's what it's designed to do. So you build it up very slowly. You might just use it once a week to begin with and then build it up. Mm-hmm. So your skin gets to a point where it tolerates it.
A benzoyl peroxide, what am I asking for now when I go in? Just that, or is there a brand name?
Just that. They used to be, what's the one? God, sorry now, Claire.
Don't
I can't
worry,
remember
we'll,
the brand
we'll
name
look it up.
Them.
But benzoyl peroxide is what you start
benzoyl
with.
Benzoyl peroxide. And they're in a lot of different brands. Yeah, but you start, Clearasils, I think they were one of them. So there's a few of them that, you know, you just start slowly, build it up slowly. Sometimes you become tolerant of the product that you were using and that had been working, and you may need to kind of change it to another one. So the weak salicylic acids work as well. But the pharmacists know these things backwards. They really are well informed about all of this, mm-hmm. and they will be able to help you. But start something with gentle and build it up slowly, and don't use these really harsh products because they will cause the inflammation of the skin, which is one of the reasons why you get spots in the first place.
Okay, now I've lots of questions, so let's get to some of them, Maura. Should I deter my teenagers from picking and squeezing their blackheads and their spots? And if so, why?
Well, yes, you should, because they generally they're picking and squeezing while they're actually sitting at the desk or looking at Netflix or whatever. Whereas, you know, allowing your skin to have maybe to steam it and maybe gently kind of squeezing some of the blackheads, if you're doing them under controlled circumstances where you're not going to introduce infection, is okay in certain circumstances. Having a proper facial can be very useful as well. If they have one big spot that they're actually concerned about before a night out, you can use a warm compress, you know, that will actually help alleviate some of the pressure on it, and maybe will take out the little pus-filled centre of it. But they need to put something on that then. And there's these little spot markers that are available in most of the chemists now, these little dot things, and they work very well on something like that, because you don't want to introduce an infection into this open wound that you've broken out in your face, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
And if they keep at their face, their nails are dirty, their hands are dirty, and they're just making the problem worse.
Yeah, I remember years ago we'd have those sessions with the saucepans of boiling water and the tea towel. We're probably doing the right thing, actually, steaming the face and then germaline afterwards.
Yeah, it helps a little bit, but all those other things, I'm sure, I don't know if you use toothpaste. I mean, there's so many things that people have used over the years that none of them really work. What you really want to do is just kind of know that it'll kind of settle, because this is genetics as well as kind of hormones, but don't make it worse, which is what we all tend to do by being at it.
Well, we have a message here from a 17-year-old boy, young man, who has slightly sallow skin, but on my face and particularly on my cheeks, the skin is bright red and it's very noticeable. I'm very lucky as I've never had acne or pimples, and if I did, it was the odd one or two, so my skin is clear in that respect. He tells us he's active, has a healthy diet, doesn't drink energy drinks, seldom drinks alcohol and a moderate amount of caffeine. His best guess is rosacea. Could you add to that? What do you think it might be?
I would say it probably is rosacea, because he's got this discoloration. It's usually across the nose and across the cheeks. Now, there often is little tiny heads on them as well. Can be linked with hormonal changes. Unusual at that age, but it is quite possible. And rosacea is actually linked to a little mite that actually kind of can superimpose on the skin, and inflammation. And there's two very active ways of treating it. One is an oral antibiotic called tetralysal. And the other is a thing that actually kind of kills the mite called Soolantra, or there's different versions of it. But definitely I would suggest he talk to his GP about that. And it can be managed. The other thing, of course, is making sure he's using SPF, because, you know, heat and sun will actually aggravate rosacea as anything else. But he already knows that alcohol and caffeine and triggers like that can actually trigger it. But it is probably related to hormones and can be treated.
Okay.
So if he's one of the lucky ones not getting acne, he should really treat it.
Right. And both of those solutions, you mentioned Soolantra and you mentioned the antibiotic, they're on prescription. So he'll need to go to the GP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you actually ever get rid of blackheads, says this person on WhatsApp, once they start? They seem to always recur in the same place.
They will always recur in the same place because they are a little blocked pore, and those pores don't go. And anything that tells you that they can, any product that says it can get rid of pores is impossible, because we need the pores, they're hair follicle pores. But you can actually treat it by using something that so using oil-free products is one thing. Non-comedogenic products is another thing. The retinoids work very well for this. So there's a thing called adapalene or Differin. And they are prescription-based, but they actually work very well. The benzyl peroxide is the first line as well for blackheads, you know. So, but the retinoids probably work best for that. And so you can't get rid of it permanently. They become less blocked as you get older, and as your kind of the hormonal surges have actually kind of settled a little bit. But you can manage it. You certainly can.
I'm sure you've seen the skin trends, the Korean skin trends with 14 different steps online. And I think it's a lot of preteens actually who are obsessed with those sorts of regimes. They're not doing them any good, are they? They don't need them.
Oh, they're really not. And actually, they're quite strong products a lot of the time. Now, the Korean products may actually be quite gentle, but who needs to have this very expensive regime and a complicated regime at that stage? Like, I'd go back to just saying gentle cleansers. That's all we need.
Keep it simple.
Avoid anything aggressive. Keep it simple, oil-free, and using an SPF is really important as well.
Do
know that we can actually do things about this. So if it is affecting you or your teen, come in and we can actually prescribe.
Go to the GP. Thank you so much, Dr. Maura Finn there.
Nice.